The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
If you were listening yesterday, I had a story for you about the discovery of an underground freshwater lake. And underground, I'm talking way underground. I'm talking underneath the ocean, right off the coast of Northeast America. A huge, huge aquifer of fresh water. And if you were listening yesterday, I was talking about the fountains of the deep that are described in Genesis chapter 7. The skeptics concerning a worldwide flood. The people who read the Bible with a skeptic's heart, and they come across the story of the great flood of Noah, and they say, even if it rained for 140 days, the tops of the mountains couldn't be covered. That's ridiculous. But the Bible says in Genesis chapter 7, not only did it rain, the fountains of the deep were opened and flooded the earth. And so I made mention of that. One of our listeners sent me a story from a couple of years ago. This isn't brand new, and I don't know how in the world I missed this. But it's from a couple of years ago, and the headline, Massive Ocean Discovered Towards Earth's Core. This is phenomenal. Listen to this. I'm reading from the Scientific Journal. A reservoir of water three times the volume of all the oceans has been discovered deep beneath the Earth's surface. The finding, the finding could help explain where Earth's seas came from. The huge size of the reservoir throws new light on the origin of Earth's water. Some geologists think water arrived in comets as they struck the planet. Now, that editorial comment, that really is the theory by a lot of geologists. Where did all the water come from? It came from comets that struck the Earth. Think about how much water there is on the Earth. How many comets would have to bombard the Earth? But you see, they're not willing to go, well, that's the way God created it. No. We have to have a scientific, non-God explanation. So, many geologists believe that water arrived in comets as they struck the planet. Quote, but the new discovery supports an alternative idea that the oceans gradually oozed out of the interior of the early Earth. Now, what does the Bible say about the earth before the flood? Water arose from the earth up. Today, water comes from the sky down. We are told in the Bible that before the great flood, water came up from the earth. So here is, listen to this again. The new discovery supports an alternative idea that the oceans gradually oozed out of the interior of the early Earth. That would fit exactly what the Bible says. Quote, it's good evidence that the Earth's water came from within. The fountains of the deep. It's good evidence that the Earth's water came from within, said Stephen Jacobson of Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. The hidden water could also act as a buffer for the oceans on the surface, explaining why they have stayed the same size for millions of years. And then it goes into how they found this by measuring the speed of radio waves from 2000. Well, let me go back. Jacobson's team, this is the guy from Northwestern, Jacobson's team used 2,000 seismometers to study the seismic waves generated by more than 500 earthquakes. These waves move throughout the Earth's interior, including the core, and can be detected at the surface. They make the Earth ring like a bell for days afterwards, says Professor Jacobson. By measuring the speed of the waves at different depths, the team could figure out which types of rocks the waves were passing through. The water layer revealed itself because the waves slowed down, as it takes longer to get through soggy rock than dry rock. Jacobson said, "We should be grateful for this deep reservoir." Yeah. If it wasn't there, it would be on the surface. Now listen to this. This is how the article ends. I want you to listen to this. Remember, the Bible says before the flood, water didn't come down from the sky down. It came from the earth up. Then when the flood occurred, it rained, but the fountains of the deep were unleashed, so much so that the tops of all the mountains were covered. And for years, the skeptics have said, that's impossible, that's impossible. It could have been a localized flood, but it couldn't be a universal flood that covered the entire earth. Listen to this. This is a scientist at Northwestern University. Quote, "We should be grateful for this deep reservoir. If it wasn't there, it would be on the surface of the earth, and mountaintops would be the only land poking out." In other words, if the fountains of the deep, now that's what the Bible calls them, these scientists call it a massive ocean discovered towards the earth's core. They don't call it the fountains of the deep. But these scientists say, boy, it's a good thing that that water's down there. Because if it was released to the surface of the earth, just like what happened in Genesis, if those fountains of the deep, this massive ocean, it would be, if it was on the surface of the earth, mountaintops would be the only land poking out. So in other words, scientists believe that there is enough water under the surface of the earth that if that water somehow made its way to the surface, the entire earth would be covered with water exactly the way God said it did about 5,000 years ago. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? You know what? Over the last 30, 40 years, I have read literally thousands of articles, and after I've finished the article, I've said, man, I am so glad I believe the Bible. I am so glad I believe the Bible because this scientific discovery, this archaeological discovery validates this part of the Bible, that part of the Bible. Here is a discovery that validates almost exactly what God says, how a universal flood came about. Science validating scripture. But you know what? In those same 30, 40 years, I don't ever remember reading a reputable scientific article or scientific journal where I've, at the finish of the article, I've sat back and said, how am I going to explain that? Boy, that's, boy, that's a problem for us Bible believers. Boy, oh man, how in the world are we going to explain that? I don't ever remember that. But as I said, hundreds if not thousands of times, I've read a scientific article and I thought, how are the skeptics going to explain that? You know what I'm going to say, don't you? If you're a regular listener, you know, don't you? Don't ever be ashamed or embarrassed that you believe the Bible. Don't ever be ashamed or embarrassed that you believe the Bible. Headline, massive ocean discovered towards the Earth's core, big enough that if it was unleashed on the surface of the Earth, it would cover the entire Earth. Just like what was described at Noah's flood in the book of Genesis. Yeah, you keep loving that Bible of yours. You keep studying it. You keep reading it. You keep memorizing it.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I don't know. This story may be too weird and wacky for the Weird and Wacky file. I mean, this is over the top weird and wacky. This is just completely nutso. It happens in San Francisco, so what would you expect? San Francisco, and by the way, if I have time, I have another story about San Francisco, where this is not the story I'm going to talk about right now. The other story, a representative from the United Nations visited San Francisco just recently. San Francisco, at one time, was one of the most beautiful, unique cities in all of America. A representative from the United Nations visited San Francisco recently. Well, when I get to the story, I'll tell you what she said. It's mind-blowing. All right, now this other story happens in San Francisco. In a predominantly homosexual community where there is also a great deal of homelessness, there is a local sushi restaurant that is in, that at least was in big, big, big trouble with the LGBTQ community. All right, here's the story. This Chinese man opens a sushi restaurant in San Francisco, in an area of San Francisco where there's a lot of homelessness, but there's also a bunch of homosexual activity. And there is a spot in front of the restaurant. It's like a little indentation with a little gravel. And homeless people had been sleeping there in this little indentation in front of the restaurant. Well, the owner of the sushi restaurant saw this huge stone. It had a beautiful color to it. It had a beautiful shape. And it was just the right size to fit in that little alcove out in front of the restaurant. Now, the only reason, at least according to what he told the news media, the only reason he bought this very large stone, it's not a rock, I'm looking at it, I would say it's probably 500-600 pounds. It's very large. And it's true, it fits right into this alcove. So he buys it, has it shipped, rents a forklift, and puts it into that little alcove as a decoration. He loves the color. He loves the shape. And he just thought, wow, that's just sets off the restaurant. The homeless community has a fit. They start protesting because that's a place where a homeless person could have slept. I'm not making this up. Protests. Because now no homeless person can sleep in front of his restaurant in that little alcove. In addition to that, the homosexual community in this neighborhood flips out because most of the homeless people that used to sleep in that little alcove were LGBTQ. So this mob shows up and they start protesting this sushi restaurant. Get rid of the rock. Get rid of the rock. They're shouting. They've got stones. And the coalition, an activist group called the Coalition SF, expressed outrage. And they claimed the rock was part of, and I'm quoting, anti-homeless architecture. Anti-homeless architecture. So this rock is taking up the place that a body could be at night, during the day, whatever. Well, the owner says he didn't do it to keep the homeless away. He just liked the shape of the rock, the color of the rock, and so forth. So the Coalition on Homelessness is mad. The Coalition SF, which is a radical homosexual group, is mad. And they're having near riots in front of this sushi place. The owner says, it's a Zen garden. It's a stone. It's okay. So they got riots. They got protests. They got people marching back and forth. They're going to boycott the restaurant. All of the protests have gone away. There's no more riot. No more boycott. No more signs. No more demonstrations. Why? Because the owner of the restaurant painted the rock in rainbow colors. I am not making this up. He painted it in rainbow colors. And the LGBTQ people said, oh, well, we can't protest a rainbow rock. The homeless people said, well, that's showing LGBTQ pride. We can't protest that either. And so the sushi restaurant owner that was a zero is now a hero. He went from hating to loving because he painted a rock with rainbow colors. That is the insane mentality that we're dealing with today on the liberal left. My goodness, that is just completely nuts. All right. I was going to get into this other story. This is just about as crazy. I'll get to it sometime in the next hour. The headline, star-studded cast to perform a live reading of the Mueller report. What? Yeah. Some of Hollywood's biggest actors and actresses, and I mean the biggie actors and actresses, are going to be involved in a live theatrical reading of the Mueller report, and is going to be broadcast. You know, when people started talking about the Trump derangement syndrome, I thought, that's funny, but it doesn't really exist. Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, yes, it does. I've got that story for you sometime in the next hour. Hey, listen, I got a bunch of weird and wacky stories today. I don't even know where to begin in the next hour. But stay tuned. I'll figure it out during this break, and then we'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.